I was in parochial school in fourth grade, and I went to Saints Peter and Paul on the east side, and in fourth grade, I tell a story about my mom. You know, growing up in an Irish Catholic family, I didn't realize until I got out of my mom's house that food could be prepared any other way than boiled. So we had boiled food. I mean, everything was just boiled all the time. So I remember a story about in fourth grade. You know, we had just finished our boiled dinner, and on Tuesday night, I don't know if any of you were raised Catholic, but back in fourth grade, as a Catholic boy, on Tuesday nights, there was a thing that was called Mother Perpetual Help Devotions. Yep. And it was, if you ever walk into a Catholic church and you look to the altar on the left, that's usually the altar of Mary, Mother Mary. And there's always this kind of icon-looking picture of, it's in greens and browns with Mother Mary with Jesus kind of on her shoulder.
Okay.
And it's kind of a scary sort of, as a kid, it was like, who's that? That's Mother Mary. That's Mother Perpetual Help. She's scary.
But they would have on her shoulder instead of in one of those little snugglies.
Exactly. But it was like perched on her shoulder. Right. It was like, it doesn't look right. Take Jesus off your shoulder. But on Tuesday nights, they would have this devotion, the litany to Mother Perpetual Help. And so they always had, of course, the priest and the server. Well, in fourth grade, I you didn't become a server until fifth grade and went back then. But my brother, Jim, my oldest brother, was in eighth grade at the time, and he was serving Mother Perpetual Help one Tuesday night. So we had finished our boiled dinner, and my father said, you're going to Mother Perpetual Help devotions tonight with your brother, Jim. And I was like, okay, because I think I want to be a priest. Okay, I'll go. So we marched up to St. Peter and Paul Church Tuesday night, sat there waiting for Mother Perpetual Help devotions to start. The priest came out. My brother in his cassock and surplice came out. And I'm sitting there with about nine women, you know, nine older women of the parish.
And I'm going to be there?
Exactly, on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. And as they start the litany, the boiled dinner began to make its way through my system.
Brew? It was brewing?
It was brewing, and I'm sitting on the hardest wood pew that you would have ever wanted to sit on. And all of
That'll
a sudden,
resonate.
All of a sudden, out of this fourth grader came the loudest sound you would have ever wanted to hear. It was the fart of death, the Mother Perpetual Help fart. And the sound resonated through the choir loft. The nine women turned to look. And of course, I turned to look as well. And there was absolutely nobody behind us. And they all knew it came from me. The priest turned and looked. My brother turned and looked and said, I'm gonna kill you. During the litany.
Oh, nice.
Of Mother Perpetual Help.
Yeah, so on the way home, my brother says, you just wait. I'm going to tell Dad and Mom that you farted in church. I was like, oh, please don't tell them. Please don't tell. It's the boiled dinner, for God's sake. And we got home. My brother never told. My brother never told my parents.
Oh, isn't that nice?
4 years later, I'm in eighth grade. He's now a senior in high school at Francis Jordan High School on 68th and Burleigh. And I am on the corner of Oakland and Hampshire. And I'm walking down Hampshire, and behind Oakland Serview Pharmacy is my brother Jim with, I believe he was with Danny Corey, and they were smoking cigarettes. He's a senior in high school, smoking cigarettes. And I passed the alley, and I saw them behind the pharmacy smoking cigarettes. So, of course, I ran home, and I said, Dad, Jimmy is smoking. I was such a little tattletale queen. It was like, guess what? Jimmy and Danny Corey are smoking cigarettes.
Completely forgetting?
Well, this is, you know, Jimmy comes home and my dad says, are you smoking cigarettes as he's lighting his Camel? And my mom is sitting, you know, on her Lazy Boy smoking a Pall Mall.
Oh, God. You know?
He says, are you smoking? And Jimmy said, no. He says, you're lying. John saw you smoking. And my brother turned to my dad and said, he farted during Mother Perpetual Help.